Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, clan. Welcome to our Friday edition of your favourite Rush Hour. We are all around this world.
We all around the world.
And it's a beautiful Friday in this best place on earth. And I keep banging on about it, family, but we do. We live in the best place on earth. And I say hello to two of my favourite young men, Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince. Welcome to the Rush Hour, chaps, and happy Friday.
How'd you go with the intro out of 10? What are you giving yourself?
I gave that a 9.
Not bad.
Hang on. Hang on. Sometimes when I pause mid-sentence, that's just to think clear with what I'm saying. Well, maybe you don't have to just roll off the tongue and talk rubbish like you do sometimes.
Should pause a little bit more.
I should pause a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Because we all around the world doesn't make sense.
I'm just letting the family soak that message in.
You should get in here 2 hours before the show, like KG used to do.
I'm not a KG. There's only one KG.
Pace up and down the corridor.
I don't need to get it right. I talk from the heart. I talk from the gut. And I talk before I think.
A lot of talk, the size of that.
Now, chaps, how are we?
Good.
How are
Excellent.
We? Bit to get through. We've got plenty to get through. Farmer Tim's going to join us.
Yeah,
your dad.
Yes.
All right, for a bit of a chat.
Lots to talk to.
There's a lot of ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching going on in the farm.
We can find him. Between all that cash.
I need to address something with your dad, too, when we played golf last Friday with those gentlemen.
Oh, what's that? Yeah, you haven't told me about this.
Found some intel from James Moss.
Oh.
The son-in-law.
I'm hearing he might be good at counting his money, but not so good at counting it.
You're not saying.
Now you know that because you've pulled your dad up.
No, just more etiquette.
Sheepers. Now, Burn and Gregory, let's talk to about the Jordan Dawson deal. Now, no shit, Rupert's come out and said, no shit, Sherlock, Rupert's gone. Well, now we want. What did Bruce say the other day? Oh, Rupert.
What did he say?
When Ditz asked him the question, he couldn't even give him an answer. And then overnight, what's Rue saying now?
He'll play for
play for the Grizz.
But we all know that, don't we?
But just say that. Anyway.
He did.
Old Tickets Channel 7 Theodoropoulos said this.
The Crows seem happy to ruffle the Swans' feathers after their demands for Dawson raised eyebrows, and a cold war is now looming if they don't soften their stance. One option is a deal involving the future first-round pick Adelaide Snared from Melbourne, but that's expected to be the final chance for the Swans to get something in return for the 24-year-old or risk losing him for nothing.
That's all he's worth.
A cold war.
They're lucky to get a first-round pick.
Yes.
And it should be probably pick 23.
Sydney, take the deal.
If they can potentially get that future first-round pick that Melbourne's going to give to Adelaide, take that, Sydney. Mm. Because otherwise, it'll walk and you get nothing anyway. So I'm jumping all
over. Are you nervous or not?
I don't get nervous. But
if you're Jordan Dawson, though, you want it done as soon as possible.
Yeah,
so you know exactly.
Yes.
You can get to Adelaide, you can start preparing.
Get your contract
Sick
signed.
Of hearing about it, getting asked
They'll
about it.
They'll give them a four-year too, won't they? They love giving out four-year deals.
I thought it was five.
Well, it might
Is
be.
It a five-year?
I thought it was five.
Oh, well, correct me wrong, but you might be wrong. Now, Greg, what's happening with the Adelaide Crows who don't have a home?
Hang on, hear that?
Well,
correct me wrong.
They've released a statement today. They've been informed that it has progressed to the second stage of Renewal SA's tender process for that site at Brompton Gasworks, Jars. So they're still in the running. They've been informed that they will go to the second stage.
Yep.
I gather it's a bit of a bidding. I don't know who else is up for that site, but the Crows are still in the running for that site. Theberton Oval is still there as well. I don't know.
That'll get redeveloped.
But it's obviously down to Theberton and Brompton, but they're still in the running for that site at the Brompton
Gasworks.
I had
a chat to a board member from the Adelaide Crows at the Carbine Luncheon, and he was confident that they were going to get the Brompton site, the Adelaide Crows. That was last week. Now, that's come out. And then today's paper, or in the rival developers threatened to derail Crows headquarter plans there, Burn. So what the hell's going on? Is there other bidders out there that want that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's obviously a site that other people want.
Normally when you're buying something, you want to keep it under wraps, don't you? You don't want it out there so everyone knows about it. Maybe it's pricked a few developers' ears up and going, hang on, is that site available? Geez, imagine how many houses we could put on that one.
So what do you think's going to happen? Do you think the Crows are in the running, the front?
Well, I think they want this Brompton site, but they're just sort of selling that, hang on, nah, there's Theberton still there as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Just so, you know, they can play Theberton off with the Brompton site, with the who they're purchasing it off. But I don't know. I'm sick of hearing about it a bit.
You are, right?
I just want to get it done.
You want you're a real estate agent, so what would you be doing then?
Well, just buying it.
Just buy it.
Just get it.
What will they be buying it for?
For their training facility.
No, how much?
I don't know.
10 mil?
Well, no, I don't know.
Every
I
day, property
that.
Is just going,
Yeah, if the last 12 months.
15 mil for the block?
Cost them 10 mil the last 12 months. Yeah, but, true. We'll see what happens.
All right. All right. Well, we'll watch this space. And now, another man that we need to watch is Hamish Hartlett. Now, we're much loved figure. Mm-hmm. This is what Port Adelaide boss Chris Davey said.
On the basis that Sam was out of our team at the end of the year and that he played mostly as a forward this year, we've given him the opportunity to have that look as well.
Crow's development role and play in the sample.
He's talking about Sam Powell-Pepper.
You didn't even listen. You didn't even listen to your own grab and you continued. I was just saying, Bluey, don't say anything, don't say anything. Because I saw you not listening and you're just going onto your phone again. Like you. That proves that you should listen if it's your own grab.
It's about Sam Powell-Pepper.
Let's finish the opener. I'm done with the opener.
Come on.
Let's move on. We've got some cricket to talk about.
Over to you, Jarman.
Hey, where's Emma G gone?
Oh, she had a tanty and
stuff. So our producer's taken over.
Had another talent moment.
Yeah, she's up to five on the board this week. Yeah,
Emma G's had another moment.
Broken record.
Now, Gregory, can we just straighten up a bit here? Burn. The proposed Big Bash shot clock. Now, I like this.
Yeah, the shot clock.
I like
good. This.
Now, it's being proposed to stop dawdling batters.
Dawdling.
What is it?
Not dawdling.
Dawdling batters at the crease. Now, it's Friday.
What's wrong with him?
My bottom lip's gone.
We're just about to go for a beer, but you're sure haven't had a
couple? Dawdling batters, which drive me nuts in cricket. Mm. This is what's proposed. Mm. 75 seconds to be ready to face up to the bowler, Burn. Now, those batters that don't make it in time must stand aside and let the bowler have free delivery at the open stumps. I love it. I support it. What's your take on it?
I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life.
Why?
Ridiculous.
Love it.
That's not the problem.
So what is the problem?
Time saving, it's not. I'm telling you right now that when there's a wicket, the batter or the batsman that are going out there, they don't. That's fine. That's not shaving minutes off of a game.
Yep.
It's what happens in between overs, in between balls. When it gets down to the nitty gritty of the game, T20 cricket is like this. It gets very frantic. So the captain needs a lot of time to get his fuel right and that. So there's other ways of doing it, Jarz.
They've had
enough other ways.
Of batters time wasting in Big Bash cricket. I want to see the batters run to their crease when there's a batter out,
Jarz.
And the batter run off.
It's not the batters. It's the fielding team.
Wickets as well. It's not. Yeah, I agree.
It's the fielding team
calling the bowler over. The captain goes speak to the bowler. Like it's the batsmen are ready. Whenever you're at the top of the run-up, they're generally ready.
I tell you what the shot clock should be for, and they've used it before in golf, because golf is shocking at wasting time. They've done it on the European Tour. Between each shot, they go, right, it's your shot, and then they start the clock. You've got whatever it is, 20 seconds, 30 seconds to play a shot.
Yep.
Same thing in cricket. In between deliveries, the shot clock starts, and if you take longer than whatever it is, 15 seconds in between, then there's penalties.
Free hit.
But that's where all the time saving happen.
Should that be applied to the bowlers then? Do they take a long time to go back?
It's the fielding team.
So should it be 60 seconds for a bowler to get back onto his marker and then bowl
the
ball?
Could it be both?
How are you going to quicken it up? Because the Big Bash aren't happy because crowds are getting frustrated at how long the Big Bash games drag on.
It's happening.
And they do drag on the last couple of years.
It's happening everywhere. So the IPL is the worst. Like
there's
games that are going for an hour and a half over the scheduled time.
that's wrong. It's meant to be a 3-hour game.
That's right. Both innings. Correct.
So you don't support the 75-second clock?
Not
for the batsman.
Initial one. Like, you want to see the, if a batsman's not out there in time, the bowler gets a chance to bowl.
I love that.
It
would be great
and,
for cricket.
Oh, it's a,
and while I'm
pathetic.
At it, maybe put a shot clock on these buddy goalkeepers at soccer games where they have a 35 minutes to kick the ball back in the play. How long do they drag the game on? Goalies in bloody soccer matches.
They can get yellow cards for that.
Yeah, but give them 10 seconds. Put the ball on the line and the box, in the penalty box, and kick the ball back in the play.
I think soccer's, that's too loose.
They
the
drag going,
oh, yeah, I'll give you an extra three, and then he doesn't look at his clock for 5 minutes.
Put a shot clock on how many times they roll around after they get clipped
on the
ankle.
Yeah, do that as well. Yeah, you got 5 seconds and get back up.
Yeah,
and what about goal kicking, AFL? What is it now?
30?
30? Yep. Nah, down to 15 seconds.
From when you mark it.
You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds to start your runner.
Nah, I want it 15.
That goes pretty quick. By
nah,
time,
15.
If it's a big pack mark, it starts when you mark it.
Yeah, get back,
if you go
take
down,
a shot.
You got to get up, go back. There's normally 15
Mate,
already gone by the time you get back.
They've changed the rule for fullbacks bringing the ball in the play now because they've got to run them right up to the 50-metre line, defensive line now, the kick in. Do it for goal kicking. If we're going to quicken it up, people are time poor.
You know what we should put a shot clock on?
What's that, Bern?
For you buying a beer at the bar because
stop saying that.
That would just
stop saying that
because
go and get
there you go, Benny. More editing.
Beep. I have to beep that.
Beep. Oil in my eye. Beep.
Sand
honey
beep.
On the roof.
Straight out of Stansbury, it's Timmy Vince, the Triple M farmer. For Centurion Steel, a farmer's friend. From fencing and sheds to rainwater tanks, centurion.com.au.
Well, he's on the Rush Hour on this Friday. He joins us, I think this might be the second time this year, but much love figure around the York Peninsula. My golfing partner, Tim Vince. Good afternoon, Mr. Vince.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, we're very well, actually, for a Friday.
Well.
This time last week, we partaked in a golf day down at Kooyonga, which wasn't bad.
No, it was good, wasn't it? We should do it more often, Jars, but now we need to get you a membership, don't we? Where's your money?
Well, I gave you my three cards to get my
You
need to be
to get my handicap.
Yeah. Shuffle through the three cards and there's no $100 in there.
Yeah, you need to be financial. You need to be actual member.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a once-off payment and you're a member for life like you normally are.
I understand
that.
And I'll make a contribution to the club as well.
Yeah, do you?
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I will. I'll give him one of my jumpers to sell.
Can you keep him honest, Bluey? Because he doesn't understand the golf rules, obviously.
Well, funny you mention honesty. Do you want to come clean now? Because off air, Farmer Tim, your partner has accused you of not necessarily maybe counting all your shots on Friday.
This is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that. How would he know anyway? He was that far in front of us all that we were hitting up behind him.
Now, one of your son-in-laws was over the other day and he said, how did you go playing golf with Tim? I said, well, it was a very good day. He said, did you count all his shots? I said, why is that? He goes, he has a tendency to forget a couple.
Oh, good on him. Which one was that?
I can't say. And I asked your son, Byrne, and he actually, I've had to pull the old man up a few times when we've played.
That is true. When I started, Jars, I was a bit like you. I had that many shots. You've got a job to count them on. I need one of those clickers, like you have.
Actually,
like
the next time we play, I'm going to get a clicker.
You need the cricket counter.
Yeah,
the
cricket counter.
You wear one out.
The only thing is that it only goes up to six.
Oh, that's right.
does,
yeah, no,
That'd
that
be a good hole.
Good.
Anyway.
You're right. Yeah. Well,
you want a bit of an update on the farm, mate. We don't need any water tanks at the minute. It's pretty dry over here. We're looking for rain.
No, well, we've just read in the paper.
Yeah,
Blue.
How many
billion are they making this year, the farmers?
Yeah.
No, we're not. We're just making ends meet. We've got that many loans. By the time we pay everything back and get organised for next year, she's all gone.
Now,
might get a couple in at the Dalrymple, and that's it.
What about the $300 loan you borrowed off me? Where's that one coming back? Or
I can't remember that.
No. Well,
so Greg, what
page five today?
Go. This is good.
Our headline: Our crop feeds the world.
The
grain prices are just going through the roof.
Yes.
And this year's harvest is going to be worth $2.8 billion.
That's just here in South Australia, too.
That doesn't mean I'll get any of it.
But you put a quote in there. Just said, and spokesperson Tim Vince
from your peninsula,
is absolutely delighted and will buy another six farms.
Well, just because we're going to have a good year, Jars, doesn't mean I'm paying your membership.
But canola, $1,000 a ton. That's double last year's.
Come on,
wheat's 385.
Lamb's gone up $60.
What's with all the prices? What's going on?
To be honest with you, boys, I don't know what I'm going to do with it all.
I was going to say that. Like, how much is enough? Like, how many European cars can you own?
Yeah. Well, Louis, you ought to know.
Don't throw it back on me.
It's about time. We're just catching up to you blokes, really. We work a hell of a lot harder. And there'll still be areas that won't be that good, like the rocky areas are starting to go out, as they do about this time of the year. It's a bit disappointing, but I think we'll make ends meet at $1,000 a ton. I've got a bit of canola too. I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. I need to sell a bit, really, just to make sure in case it crashes. What would you blokes do? You've got all the money.
Don't spend any of it, because I might get some of that.
Don't help me out at the golf club. Oh, no, don't do that.
And what about the thousands and thousands I'm making you on the stock market the last couple of months?
Yeah, how good's that?
Everything he touches is just turning to gold.
At the minute, I'm just spraying a bit of vetch here, and I've never seen so many pods. So what are we going to do with all that?
He's going, pods? What, those things you sit in?
The vetch seeds sit in a pod, and I'm just spraying them. The bugs are getting in them. There's plenty of expenses, boys. I'm spraying insecticide to kill the grubs so they can't eat my veg.
I think lamb's going all right, too. Have you had any of those recently?
What's that going up to?
Jeez.
What's that?
Lambs. Have you had sold any lambs lately?
Sold a few yesterday. just got the $242 for
a sheep.
No, that's for the whole lot. No, that's each. Yeah, pretty good money, isn't it?
$242. And when 40 bucks is good for a fat lamb.
Now it's 240 bucks.
Yeah. We can't afford to eat our own meat. We're on the baked beans and eggs.
You're really struggling.
Honestly. Is there anything that's not going so well? You're losing money
anyway. Your golf's
anywhere.
Not going
What's
that well after last
the cricket
week.
Side. The cricket side's not going that well. After Jars turning up at the grand final, half our blokes have gone up the river this weekend. They thought he was coming back.
Do you start tomorrow? Struggle.
Yeah, we start tomorrow, and I bet you haven't even trained.
Who have you got?
We got Corny Point, and we're down a bit, but we're looking for numbers as they would be.
Don't tell me you're going to put this. Don't tell me you're putting the whites on.
Well, I might have to. We've got Stewie over too. Paul Stewart's over from the power, and we might have to give him a run. He's an old baggy blue.
So Bernie's going to miss the first game as well, as he's flying off.
That's what happens, you blokes. You just take off and leave it to us old fellas to hold it up. Anyway,
all right,
we'll do our best. Thoroughly enjoyed the golf the other day with you, Bluey, but I did have a couple of problems with my partner going ahead.
I know, mate. I'm telling you now, the golf course is no place for Andrew Jarman.
No, I don't think.
Does Middling Linton have a golf course?
Yeah, Middling Hampton. Gee, that's had some names in the last few months.
Middling Hampton.
All right.
You need to get over, you blokes, and have a game of golf on the Sainsbury course before it gets overgrown.
We'll put my golf. And how are the greens looking?
The blacks, mate.
The blacks. What do you mean by that? Yeah, scrapes.
What?
Scrapes. Yeah, that'll suit you, Jars. Yeah. You just run them up and let them run off.
Well, what do you mean, scrapes? You got to rake it.
Yes. There's nothing that suits Jars when it comes to golf.
Legit, buddy.
No,
you got to smooth it out.
Smooth it back the other way, and then you putt on it.
I thought it was an elite golf course out that way.
No, no. It'd suit you, Jars, because there's not the bunkers. See, the other day you had a sand wedge in one bunker and a pitching wedge in the other, and you're going straight across the green from the other.
Just leaving his club in there.
See you, Farmer Tim. Don't count your money.
Righto. See you, boys.
What, you want a refund now there's no greens
there? I wasn't aware of that.
Well, it's pretty hard to refund zero.
Was it yesterday we were talking about our sons?
A couple of days ago.
Yeah. Cheeky little monkeys, you'd have to say.
Be careful Harvey. What you say about the young man.
Yeah,
well, Harvey says that to me sometimes. Are you a cheeky little monkey? That's what he says to me. Who's been saying that to you?
Rory calls me. I'll give him something. He goes, thank you, Gregory Scott.
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, at least he gets it right.
Brilliant.
What do you call him? Yeah. Gregory Stephen?
Gregory Stephen.
I can't remember what I call him.
Gregory Stephen.
How old's Rory
Chappell?
Again?
Five.
Five, little love.
So during the school holidays, a couple of days a week, we've been sending them to Walkerville Primary, Osh, right? So they head off and they go on little excursions and basically just to get them out of the house, get them out of mum's hair. Anyway, the other day I went to pick them up, Rory and Sam. Sam's the six-year-old. And one of the carers or the teachers, whatever you want to call it.
They're called teachers.
Are they?
Yes, sir.
No, she didn't give you the old...
Yeah, the finger. The finger. Just before you go, we need...
Is this for Sam now?
Well, they're both in on it. So they went 10-pin bowling.
The Blewett boys, yeah.
They went 10-pin bowling jars. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been there for a long time, but there's a game section, and then there's like there must be some stuffed toys, and the boys are mad about Pokemon at the moment, and there was a big stuffed Pokemon ball, and is it a Pokeball?
Yeah,
Pokeball.
He's thrown a bowling ball at the. What's he done?
He's basically just tried to walk out of the premises with the Pokeball.
Oh, my God.
He's thieving.
He's carrying Stanley knives.
Did he steal it or was he borrowing it?
I'm stealing it. Pretty much.
Complete much.
Thief on our hands.
So just downright robbery.
How do I handle that one, Jars? I said, listen, at the time, while I was getting the lecture
so,
from the
Hang on, so how
carer,
did she break that to you? Did she try and break
she
it?
Goes, well,
they try and break things nicely to you when you've... When they're completely in the wrong, your kids are, well, it's not too bad. Yeah. Did she start it with that one?
Well, that is
pretty bad.
She's got, like, normally they're
normally,
very good, your boys.
It's
started.
It's the shit sandwich.
Yeah. And then, but there was a fairly serious incident today, and your younger one, supported by the older one, were trying to walk out to the bus with the, so I don't know where they were trying to, whether he was trying to smuggle it out, but they got caught absolutely red-handed.
Nice.
And Dad was very embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I gave him
so you should.
How was Sam supporting him, driving the getaway
car?
He was trying to shield him on the way out.
He was looking.
There's a little opening.
And was there any other little deviants involved?
No, just the Blewett boys.
Just the Blewett boys.
Honestly. So, I gave them a talking to, Jars, but I don't know how to take it further.
How did you give them the talking to? Did you?
No, I just sat them down, spoke to them.
Were they smirking and laughing and thinking it's a hell of a joke? Because that's
funny
what
you
Harvey
say
does.
That. No, yeah. Sam just sits there and it's like his face does not move.
Yeah.
And then he goes off and sulks.
And Rory, Rory.
Rory, the one that you like, he sort of starts like, he'll start off with the droopy eyes, and then he'll just start laughing. Like he'll just burst into
he'll try not to
smile.
Do you want me to sort out 2 hours at the youth centre down there?
How do you spell youth?
Well, he needs maybe some community work
just
or something.
I reckon picking up rubbish along the highway.
The detention centre for a while.
Well, I don't know. This is Rory that walked down the steps with a razor blade, Stanley knife, and he's got a stash upstairs of guns and knives and grenades and
steals body parts like teeth.
He's put a hole in his new bedroom.
I like Rory.
Boys, I want to talk about a local event that raises a lot of money for charity, and I'm talking about the City to Bay Fun Run, which was cancelled again for the second consecutive year by the SA Health Committee. Explain the logic behind this ridiculous decision.
Why?
I need some common sense come my way, because I'm telling you now, it's a dictatorship coming all over the place here.
I can't explain it to you, Jazz. I don't get it.
How can you catch a virus running on the outside and the outdoors of the bloody, in fresh air and staggered starts and all this kind of stuff? No, yet they can have 26,000 at a bloody footy game.
Well, their belief is everyone will be running and they're going to be really close together.
But they're going to be staggered starts.
If there's no virus, you can't catch anything. But I don't know, Joe.
London held their bloody marathon, mate, a staggered start, and they had... Triple
when
the
was
size
that?
Of the...
that? Well, they've opened up. They've,
and that's because London's majority
and
vaccinated.
And we've got no flaming
virus here in Adelaide?
Not yet, but we could calm down any moment.
Well, I looked it up, Jars. So how many people do you think go into the city debate?
They get 10 to 13,000 that run the city debate.
25,000.
They did.
Well, that's on average. They get about 25,000.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
But that's
great.
That's pretty much the same crowd was at the Port game.
Yeah, and that's more condensed, the Adelaide Oval. If you stagger stardom, that's...
Go to the Flaming Shops over all week and over the weekend, indoors. Go and jammed in a plane or a train and a bus, all jammed in. This is outside, fresh air.
I suppose what we're saying, though, what they're thinking is, and I don't agree with it, but I'm trying to think of some rationale here. They are saying when you're running, you don't wear a mask. At the footy, you have to wear a mask until you're seated. That's one thing.
Mm.
But that's about the only thing I can think of.
So why bother getting the jab when they're not going to open up the state?
Well
they are going to open it up.
Yeah.
Well, when was it due to be? I think it's end of this month usually, right? So that's probably why, because by then there won't be enough people jabbed. We need to get to that 80% for everything to open.
We've got to get to this special number to open up the state. But it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but
honestly, absolutely ridiculous.
Like, why is there 25,000 or 30,000, whatever it is, allowed to go to the football?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
And no one's allowed to go run down the
Glenelg. Which raises money for charities. All these charities now miss out, over $200,000. They're going to miss out. Once again, because of these ridiculous decisions by these people.
How do we make it work?
I suppose if you're huffing and puffing, that's got to be more risky of catching an airborne disease, doesn't it?
Can we run with masks on? That's impossible.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think you can.
Well, that's probably the way you'd get over the line.
Because people walk. You've got wheelchair people that participate. You've got people that like to walk it. You've got families.
I've done it before. I had a full body cramp at the end of it.
It's a great event. I was so disappointed. And then I just received the text message. They may go ahead with it now.
What?
Yes. So I just received the text message that they may go ahead with it.
So they might backtrack because it was cancelled. It was in the paper yesterday.
It might be given a reprieve.
Completely cancelled.
Because of the backlash.
Oh.
I just don't understand.
So they're going to put it on for the backlash? Or are they thinking of the disease? Or are they thinking of what people think? Because if that's the reason they're turning it around.
I'll always say that the health of the public is the most important thing.
If it's not here, you can't catch anything, Jazz.
I just had to get that off my chest because it's a great event for families. Yeah. It's healthy and it's bloody outside. I just don't understand some of the decisions and the logic behind these decisions. Anyway, we've had our say. So hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll go ahead with it.
Have you done it before, Jazz?
No, Marion has. Marion's done a few.
I did the full 12 kilometres.
How'd you go?
After a footy season, it was about 2010.
Yeah, how'd you go?
And I drank stubbies every day for about a month, ran.
And then
I thought, I'll do the 12k. Yeah.
Well done.
When I was running, fine, got to the finish line. As soon as I stopped,
and what happened?
My right quad went, my left quad went. cramping on my leg. And I had to, army crawl my way over to the watermark so I could have some more beers as recovery.
And your lips seized up.
No, I nearly had to go, seriously, to the medical tent. And I was too embarrassed.
You can't go to the medical tent.
An athlete can't go.
No, you can't.
And I was thinking, I just went to the watermark instead.
Robert D. Costello.
I agree with you, Jars, that it's a great event. I've done it 3 times as
How'd
well, Bert. I've done the 12K.
Well done.
The third time my body hated me for it and I haven't run since.
Well, come on, go back and do it again.
Yeah, and I'd love to. I just think that any event with tens of thousands of people right now is risky and that's probably why they're saying.
That's your decision. I respect that, but I disagree with your decision.
Hang on.
Right, up next.
City to Bay.
It's not a decision either. It's an opinion.
That's your decision.
Your opinion, Jake.
Your decision to make an opinion.
Can get involved in the show anytime on the Automasters text line 0488 51047. Today's question comes from Mick from Enfield, guys. He said, do Sheffield Shield matches need to go to five games to get more results?
Good question.
Five days.
Oh, good question. Because currently they're 4 days. How long have they been 4 days?
There's a lot of draws. What's the score now?
It's three
for 500.
Yeah, Queensland are playing Tasmania.
Karen Rolton Oval.
It's a high scoring game. It was a very high scoring game in the first one.
Right.
South Australia versus Western Australia.
There's a lot of runs. 450
I'll tell you versus 408.
Trent Kelly needs to have a good hard look at himself. What he's doing down there.
He's
that
a curator.
Over. It doesn't have to be a road. Trent Kelly was a bowler. I know he's a bit of a batsman, but he was a bowler.
His wife, Zoe, works
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Zoe pass Burdett. On the message to Zoe to tell him that maybe just spice it up a little bit, Kelly.
For the bowlers.
Just put something in it.
Oh, like listen to his father-in-law a little bit more.
The great Les Burdett.
There's a perfect example. Go speak to Les. You'll find him at the Lockleys Hotel most nights, especially Friday. He'll be there now.
I think it's a tricky time of the year.
It's tricky, is it?
Coming out of football season.
Oh, they don't play footy there.
The grass is just starting to grow and the roots are sort of like not exactly embedded. So it's a tricky time for the curators.
If anything, there should be a bit of life in it because of that. Not too flat. I think they just need
they haven't got that real grass coverage yet. Like your lawn at home. It's just struggling a little bit, isn't it, to get going?
That's a fair whack on Trent Kelly. He does a wonderful job out there getting pitches made.
Yeah,
he does. You'll get a phone call from him. And what are you going to say to him?
Sorry, Trent. He was fast too.
But Shield game should be 5 days. A good
maybe
question
for
Mick.
Four.
No, I like
five. We need results, Blue.
Four days.
How many bloody draws do you want?
Yeah. 4 days.
No, that's five days. Let's be like soccer.
Let's
have
make
a
it
draw
7 days.
Let's
go 10.
Let's have a 6 day then.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
And he's a busy boy.
I'll be quick because we've got to go do something.
We're busy. Yeah. We've got things on. And Trent Kelly wants to talk to you too.
Hey, I love flat decks.
No, you don't.
I was a batsman. I love flat decks. Yeah. And in fact, if it was a flat deck, I'd get a bowl sometimes as well. So I'm all for it. I love you, Trent. He was fast too. I don't want to face him.
No,
I don't
want to
challenge.
He was skiddy.
He was
a nice pace.
Yeah, just come and skid onto the bat. Look at the way Bluey like screwed his face. He's like, you're nice, hey. He's got a deeper voice now. Yeah, like Jonathan Brown.
The memories started coming back.
What, you just put him all over the outer?
Just pounding Kells through the covers.
You put him all over the outer.
No, I said shut up. Come on, what are you got before we go, you chunkhead?
I said I was going to be quick and then we've been
along. Waffling
on garbage. October 8th, it's World Octopus Day today.
No.
And for that fact, while we're talking marine animals, there's a dolphin on the loose.
Down at the West Beach outlet.
Is it okay?
Well, it's okay, as long as it's not getting stressed, but the tide's out, so he's just got to hang in there. Jammed in there where the outlet is. So
got a few
just
party tricks too.
Well, there's a lot of people down there taking photos, but hopefully the officials will get down there and look after the little one.
Looks like he's from SeaWorld. He's doing tricks on his tail, going backwards.
Just hope he's not stuck and he's getting stressed.
Can you do a dolphin noise for me, Jazz? Because you are a dolphin.
I'm coming back as a dolphin.
Are you going to asked him to be a dolphin and he started talking while he was being a dolphin. On this day, 1945, the microwave oven was patented, boys. Patented. It sounds funny, but that's how you actually say it, Jazz. It was invented by Percy L. Spencer.
He made some dough.
He would have gone
The popcorn.
All that radiation coming off your food.
How would we have popcorn?
I don't use a microwave because I just stick to the old stove, mate.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mate.
We're the same.
You mated me.
We don't use
all that lovely radiation coming off.
A couple of birthdays today. 1943, Chevy Chase.
European Vacation.
What a great
Spies
movie.
Like
what
us.
A movie. You love that one, Jazz?
The best one was when he was in Caddyshack.
Nice. Good movie. Golf movie. 1985, Bruno Mars. A bit of Bruno Mars there, G?
Oh, yeah.
Something
down
to do.
Burn loves it.
Hey, baby. You like this one?
Sing it, Burn.
I want to marry you. Why am I looking at Jazz when I'm singing that? That's a bit weird. Toddy Marshall's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Toddy.
Toddy Marshall, 1998.
I forgot to mention the other day down at my establishment, there was this strapping young man went for a swim with his lovely partner. He derobed behind his car door in front of my establishment. And it was Toddy Marshall.
Toddy Marshall was facing the other way, so you saw
his big, his bum cheek hanging out, his plums hanging out.
Big boy.
They all do that down there. They think I'm stupid.
They love it.
All right.
You're at Maslin's.
Oh.
Hang on. I honestly don't know how long I've got left in this gig.
Just a few facts. So we're talking farming before, Jars.
Yes.
And this is going to be the bumper season of all seasons.
And how much your old man's going to leave.
And a lot of farmers are listening out there.
He forgets to count how many shots he plays, your dad,
He can count all his money, but maybe not his shots.
Right.
Canola. We're going to produce enough canola for the equivalent of 154 million litres of canola oil.
Nice.
That's a lot of barbecues. Yeah, yeah, you need your barbecue clean.
Yes, I do.
What's his name?
Ben Cox with two N's.
Yeah. You remembered it. Yeah. That's the only person you remember. I've already rung him. He's doing something for you.
You've rung him.
Enough wheat to bake 7 billion loaves
of bread.
Of white bread.
Loaves.
Loaves, yeah. I just saw the...
You said loaves.
I say loaves.
Get it right, mate. You're a farmer.
You say loaves, that's how you say it. Or 13 billion boxes of Weet-Bix.
Yes.
13 billion. Favorite. I have Weet-Bix every morning, so does Harvey. Yep.
Nice.
I have 3, and Harvey has 3 as well.
Brilliant.
And he wants more.
Well, feed him, give him more then.
Just pull it. Well, there's only 13 billion boxes we're going to make this year.
I used to put cream and sugar on top of my Weet-Bix.
I know. I used to put honey on it for him, but I heard honey's really bad for kids' teeth. Anyway, how long's this section been going for?
Yeah, come on, get it going. It's Friday.
Hang on. The barley. I need to get to the barley. We could brew 14.6 million litres of beer with this. And we're going to go destroy a couple of billion litres in a minute.
Taste it already. Nice.
Or 1.8 billion cups of lentils.
Anyway,
I shouldn't even read that one. But that's for the farmers out
Have a lovely weekend. You're on holidays for a couple of weeks. So have a great trip.
Go rest well, Burn.
You've had a great year.
Or may not come back.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Just don't come back. I'm doing it. Who am I doing it with next week?
Me.
I'll see you in 10 years. Bye, family. Bye, Adelaide. Love you all.
It was nice knowing you.
Yeah, see you.
We've got no contract either.